This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to another episode of After the Final Rose, a siblings podcast with Alana and Dante Furco. We are back on, I think it's week six now of Bachelorette. Katie is cutting guys left and right, and we are seriously like dwindling down I think hometowns are going to be really soon now. Last night's episode was really good. We got a lot of emotions. We got a lot. I think we got further with a lot of guys. We got rid of a lot of guys. And I mean, honestly, we can just start off with the weirdest opening of a show, where I don't even want to talk about it that much because it's just weird. But Katie felt the need to create a challenge where she wanted all the guys to pledge not to, we'll say, she said self-care, take care of themselves. They can't use the word on TV, so they said, I think they called it like woo-woo challenge
or something like that.
Very weird. You could tell all the guys were like very uncomfortable about it and didn't know why this was happening. But it was just a weird way to start the show, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Like, they were uncomfortable, we were uncomfortable. It wasn't necessary. It just didn't need to happen. I felt like it was I don't even know, because that's not production. That's just too weird for production. And then I don't know. I just thought it was so unnecessary. And I mean, it was so awkward, Caitlin going in and telling them.
Yeah, I mean, she was cracking up the whole time. She was the perfect person to do it. But it was really weird.
I thought it was really funny. Everybody turned. I think she asked something like, who's not going to be able to do it? Everybody looked at Blake and was like, yeah, Blake's not going to last.
No. Anyways, we have a little moment that starts off the show that kind of becomes part of Hunter's storyline the rest of the episode, but he had a conversation with Greg about how he already thinks he knows who Katie's top four were for hometowns, and that it included him, it included Greg and Mike P and someone else, I can't remember. But it was just super weird because you just don't really tell people who you think is your top four when you are the contestant.
Especially when you really don't know because you're not on these one-on-one dates.
Right. So it's like, how do you know? She's not telling you how she feels. None of the guys are, like, they've made it very clear that they don't talk to each other about their, you know, dates and their time with Katie. Yeah. So I don't know why he thinks that. I think he just picked, like, probably his three favorite people and was just like, oh, yeah, it's us four, top four.
Yeah. And I'm surprised Hunter would put himself in it. Especially since he hasn't gotten a one-on-one. I can't remember who he said the top four were. I think he said him, Greg, Connor,
and I want to say he said Mike P.
He did say Mike P, I think. I just don't know where you get that from, because Connor hadn't had a one-on-one yet, unless the footage was kind of like edited in a way, like timeline wise. He hadn't gotten a one-on-one, Mike hadn't gotten a one-on-one. Hunter hadn't gotten a one-on-one. Greg was the only one. I don't know. We don't see this. And we also learn more about Hunter, the fact that he had I don't know if he still does, but he had a Bachelor blog. One of the guys brought up.
Yeah, they mentioned that, which I didn't know that. He's a super fan is what I've gotten from this.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing. Thinking about it, because I mean, you may have watched the show so many times that you kind of can trust the process that, you know, people do find love from this. But you do also know that there's a lot of clout that comes with it. I don't know. But he's also a dad, so I feel like you don't have a lot of time to waste coming on. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll get into it more, because one of the dates, you know, we see that they spend roasting Hunter, which I have some thoughts on it. But so Justin gets the first one-on-one date, and I thought this date was very odd to me. I think it had Some people I saw on social media liked it, some didn't. It just, I personally don't feel like if Justin was the one, which I don't think he is, but if he's the one that she ends up with, when you guys do get married, like, you've already had this weird kind of first wedding moment.
Yeah.
And so I didn't like it.
Yeah, I thought it was awkward. I wasn't a fan. It's getting way too repetitive. We saw it with Tayshia and Zach. They did it.
Well, the photo shoot was, she did do it with Zach, but the reason why it was at least better was because she wore, like, Tayshia tried on like 5 different dresses, I think, and they did a bunch of different photo poses. Like, this was one dress. They had to exchange fake vows. Like, they had to, it was just very, it was too much like a real wedding day.
Yeah. We've said this with like every one-on-one, but every one-on-one starts off awkward with Katie. And what I thought was even more awkward, and I felt like it was a little fake, was Justin's reaction when Katie came out with her dress. I mean, you know, like, you know, people cry when they first see.
Right. And that's the other thing that's so uncomfortable.
But
do you expect him to cry?
No. And I feel like he forced a reaction.
Yeah, because he probably couldn't figure out, like, am I supposed to cry? And her be like, why do you feel we're not there yet? Or do I not cry? And then she gets mad because I didn't cry. Like,
yeah.
It's a weird situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I do like Justin. I think he's genuine. And I mean, they clearly do have a connection. I personally just think it's getting a little repetitive. I don't know. I see your point, but I don't know. And then they also brought back the photographer. I guess you might as well use him twice in a short period, since he did have, probably had to quarantine.
Well, they've had him on there for the past 3 seasons.
Yeah, so. He's been on, but he was also on last week's episode.
Yes. Yep.
With Wells.
But. Yeah, that's true. So then, you know, after they have their little wedding, I just knocked down my entire glass of wine. I think that, like, it was good that they went into the whole, like, dinner part, because, you know, then we got to actually have, like, a real date between the two of them. We get to know them as a couple, which was really cute. And obviously we all know that Katie talked about it in Matt's season, that she lost her dad.
Yeah.
Years ago, and she tells Justin a story that I don't think anyone knew about her.
Mm-hmm.
That she had found out, like, I think she said right before her dad died, that her dad actually wasn't her biological dad, so her mom had lied to her. And so she was talking about how, like, now her dad, biological dad, wants to have this relationship with her, and she talks about, you know, how her dad won't be there to walk her down the aisle, and, like, this whole thing that, you know. I actually was surprised that she opened up to Justin about it. I think she has stronger relationships with other guys that maybe she would have felt more comfortable telling. But, I mean, he seemed to understand and was there for her and, you know, had let her know, like, I'll always be there to support you no matter what. So it was nice to see, like, that side of Justin, I feel like.
Yeah. I think we continue to see just how much there is to Katie, and, like, it's sort of like, don't judge a book by its cover. And there's just so much, I feel like, going on in her life that you wouldn't know by just seeing her on The Bachelor with Matt. And honestly, in most cases, not many bachelorettes would open up about, like, maybe something like that. And just so many things she continues to talk about. And, like, at the end of the day, we keep talking about it, but, like, she's real. And
yes, and she's very, like, strong.
Yeah. And I think she means business, and we've seen it all season.
Yeah.
And I think these are some things, like, you should be telling whoever you could be getting married to. We just, we don't see many of these conversations in past seasons.
Yep. And then, so that date, I don't know if you know, but I could not figure out who performed for them. They have, like, a little performance. I didn't recognize the performers, but obviously, like, ABC loves to have performers on and do a little, what's it called? I guess dance moment. Justin gets a rose, which I was happy about. And now, like, we get to continue to see their relationship form. And yeah, then you want to go into the group date, which was very interesting.
Yeah, so the group date, I believe there were probably nine guys. And so Katie brought in a few drag queens. I don't know too much about. I know there's a show that everybody watches with drag queens. I'm not sure if that's where they came from.
But I didn't know. Yeah, I don't know if they were from that or not.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with them. But Katie brought them in, and they had the guys, like, write a roast while also sort of trying to, like,
it was
win
weird
her heart in a way.
Yeah, they were supposed to – they said the debate first, and then it was supposed to be, like, they were supposed to talk about how they, like, wanted – or, like – I don't know, like, how they love Katie or whatever, prove it, but also a roast. It was kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm. And the first two guys came out the gate and didn't roast anybody. I think James, I can't remember who went first. Whoever was first,
it was James
just said,
and Greg, I think.
Yes, Greg wrote a little poem, which was cute, but not the point.
Yeah.
Which he later ended up saying how awkward he felt because he was, like, the only person that wrote a poem. But then everybody started going in on Hunter. I'm not sure who was the first person to spark it. It might have been Aaron. But they threw the top four list out there and then just started a huge domino effect.
Yeah, which was weird because he lied about that. And then obviously, like, later on, Trey tells Katie and actually says it in front of all the guys, like, at the roast, that, like, he got, you see, like, a little B-roll of him getting asked by one of the drag queens, like, if he loves Katie, and he was like, I take that word seriously, like, I don't, you know, I'm not ready to say that yet, I don't feel that way. And then he says it that he's falling for them, or falling for her and falling in love. And so the boys were pissed because they were like, we literally just heard you tell the drag queen that you weren't in love, and that you don't use that word. So it was just, I don't know, such a weird date. I really think it was, like, one of the stupidest dates I've ever seen.
First, I would like to say I'm impressed you used the term B-roll. Because that's very
Ithaca. Yes, I had college roommates in LA that used that word a lot. So that's the only reason why.
I was surprised I don't know the names, but one of the drag queens didn't bring up the fact that Hunter lied, like, 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, they didn't, I think they just knew the guys would call it out. Like, they just let it all happen and kind of just sat back. But I kind of feel bad because I truly do think that Hunter is a good guy. And I don't think he, like, he's not a bully. He doesn't have ill intentions. I just think that he says stuff that just, like, can get, like, he says the wrong things, and not wrong in the sense of, like, mean or cruel or racist or anything. Like, it's just not the right way to say it. And it just always makes him look calculated and look like he's not there to fall in love. So I just feel bad because he really isn't. You know who he reminds me of, as I said it from day one, is Alex from, I think it was JoJo season. Like, he was a nice guy. I just think he did stuff that just made him look like a calculated asshole.
I agree. You could tell Katie just felt uncomfortable, and I think she even said, like, awkward. But kind of to touch on your point, while they're sitting around, like, waiting to talk to Katie, or it was either then or at the cocktail party, but Michael, you know, he just kind of came out of his quiet corner and was like, guys, from what I have experienced with Hunter, like, he seems like a good guy in all the conversations, and he seems genuine to the process. It was quick, but when Michael says it, you know that.
Right. I mean, like, I was just kind of confused.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of what else happened, but all the guys went to Katie pretty much, or some of them, and brought up that conversation. They don't think Hunter's here for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And that another, whatever you call it, like, cocktail party, whatever, after date, with all the guys, got cut short.
Yeah,
and once again, we're seeing no rose, no conversations with some of the guys. Yeah. And like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Like it continues to happen. Like this might be the third group date in a row.
Yeah, I really think it does. And it's like the drama, but like, I do get it. Like, I guess these guys feel a certain way and they want her to know, but also like, I was very confused why she was throwing up.
Yeah.
Like, I guess maybe she's someone who has like, some people like their anxiety comes by nausea, but I was just like, yeah. Wait, what? She's like throwing up, having like a panic attack over this, which I guess maybe she had stronger feelings for Hunter than we all thought, because if she was like,
maybe,
because I don't know why she would react this way. Like, it didn't really seem like they had the biggest connection, but I guess it upsets her enough to just want to go home and call off the rest of the night. So yeah, I mean, no Rose, no one-on-one time with the rest of the group. And yeah, that was that.
Yeah. And that wrapped up the group date. She sent them all home. She said, what was interesting is she said, let me say my goodbyes, but then just got up and walked away. I don't know if that was cut. I was very curious. Something small, but I noticed it. But then we got into the one-on-one, which was Connor. She sort of talked about, you know, leading up to the date that she, you know, she liked Connor, but she felt it was very friend-zoney and that she needed this date. Yeah, she needed this date to, you know, decide if her and Connor have an actual connection rather than a friendship. Yeah. And so it's a little double date with Caitlin and Jason. And it's sort of like outdoor grilling games. I think they played volleyball. I don't think if they played anything else.
Some like weird, what's it called?
They were doing something with like a coconut. Yeah. Or something.
Kind of like a real life game.
Yeah.
It was a cute like double date for sure. Like you could definitely tell when Katie was talking to Caitlin and Jason and Connor were talking to each other. Like both of them were really fond of each other and were talking so highly. And you know, I just was surprised the way it went afterwards. Because to me, it just didn't seem like that was, I mean, she just kept saying how she loved everything about him. It just still felt like it was a friend zone kind of thing. So I get it. But I just was not expecting her to send him home. But like, I literally could have told you what was going to happen just by the way that they showed.
Oh yeah.
Him getting ready and production has that background noise and they're like, Connor confesses his love. And I was like, dang it. She's going to show up and send him home. And of course she says,
especially when she was saying like, she was questioning their relationship. Something I wanted to touch on quick is how do you feel about like this double date? And I assume we're going to get one with Tayshia and Zach, just because I remember Zach posting something on Instagram when he was in visiting Tayshia. So I assume they do something with, whether it's just advice or just something, this season. But like, are they getting too much time?
I don't mind it because we have gotten double dates in the past with other couples. Mm-hmm. So it's like that.
But like, this is the host, and like, is the host getting too much attention rather than this all being about Katie? Like, you could have brought in Sean and Catherine. You could have brought
in. But it's been done.
Yeah, you could have brought in Wells and Sarah Hyland.
I don't know. I know a lot of people don't like it, and they think that they're making it about them. But I really, and I mean, you know, I'm not a huge Caitlin Bristow fan, but I don't really think that it's too much. I mean, I just think we're not used to it because we're used to everything with Chris Harrison, and Chris Harrison literally did nothing. So.
Which people could say was good.
Yeah. I don't know if he wasn't a part
of the show. Well, I mean, we'll get more into Tayshia and Caitlin later because I want to bring up something. But back to sort of the whole Connor and Katie situation. One big reason why I felt so bad for Connor is when Katie sent him home. It's felt like he's been there before, that like he's, I mean, I guess, been let down and broken up with, sort of in a similar way. I don't know. In my opinion, it just felt like he's been there before, because he handled it so well. He was so great to Katie. He didn't make it about him.
It could be that. I also just think he's truly a genuinely nice guy. And I think he was also pretty like shocked. I don't think he was expecting that at all, just because he and Katie have had a connection from day one. He did handle it very well. I mean, he said it was, you know, it was worth it to have met you. Like, he was just so sweet to her. He just like wasn't, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, a lot of the guys don't take the time to even go back and collect their things and say goodbye to all the guys.
Well, usually it's not even like allowed, I feel like. At least, I don't know, maybe they have the option, but nobody ever chooses to do it. But that was something different that we've never seen.
Yeah, and like you could just tell like how genuinely loved Connor is by all those guys, because they were all in tears. They were all crying, saying how like they look up to him. They want to be just like him, like when it comes to his kindness and his heart. And I literally started crying. I felt so bad that he was leaving. And like just how all the guys reacted, like they were just, you just don't see that usually. Like, they're not there for the guys. They're there for, you know, the Bachelorette.
Yeah, and I mean, wouldn't you be happy that someone's being sent home, because then you're one step closer to being the final one standing? But I mean, other than kind of like the ones who have stirred up drama this season, like all the guys seem really close. Like, everybody loves Michael. Everybody loved Connor. People like Greg, it seems like, and Mike. It just seems like a lot of guys are close and they have good connections.
Yeah, they do. I definitely
think
they do.
But then, so I'm trying to remember if anything happened before or after that, but I know Blake ended up showing up to Katie's place with a jukebox. I've been waiting for this scene all season, just because they keep showing it every single week in the preview. Yeah. So I never knew when it was going to come in. But he, on the jukebox, he was playing the song by Lane Hardy that they had danced to the episode before, which I thought was really nice. I feel like while all the guys were kind of not pitying, but like, what's the word for it? Feeling sorry for Connor in a way, just sitting at the house, Blake took action to Katie.
Blake just joined in. So Blake doesn't really have a relationship with Connor like the other guys do. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, I mean, it was smart of him, because he doesn't need to sit around and pity, because it's kind of like, I don't really know Connor that well. But I thought it was genius of him, like, whether it was true, like, I don't want to use the word genuine again, but like, whether it was real or if it was just him doing it to make Katie like him more, it was so smart. And obviously, it just made Katie feel better. He made her day. Like, I mean, he got one-on-one time that no one else was going to get. And it was just very smart on his part.
And it's even smarter. He didn't know, but the fact that the cocktail party ends up getting canceled the next day. But something I'd like to add is that Blake said to her, I don't remember the exact words, but it was something like, I felt bad for Connor, but also at the same time, like, of course I felt bad for you. And that was like the most important part.
Yeah.
And you can just see their connection continue to grow.
Yeah. Sure.
But yeah, I like them together. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. With those two. So far, I mean, they look good together. And I think that they do have, I don't think their connection is as strong as some of the other guys.
No, not at all.
Think it's moving fast, but we'll see though.
You know what I'm really looking forward to, and I brought it up sort of as a possibility, but I talked about how maybe Zach's coming on the show this season, and I just want to see if they pair Zach in some way in like a date setting with Blake, because they are friends, they were on the seasons together.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be cool. So that's something I look forward to, if they do that, if he's around for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. But like you mentioned before, so they go into the cocktail party and rose ceremony. And I think I'm honestly very curious if Blake showing up really deterred Katie from her decision. Like, if it was the light bulb that went off that made her be like, you know what, I know exactly who I want to stay, and I don't really need to talk to these guys. So, which she says that, and she cancels the cocktail party. And I mean, I do feel bad because there are a lot of guys who went home that didn't have time with her. But she sends, well, she actually pulls Hunter aside and asks to talk to him. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really think anything came out of it. I was kind of confused by the conversation.
Yeah.
But she ended up sending four people home, which was, I mean, all the guys were shocked when they saw only six roses up there.
And yeah, I was too. And I had to count like how many guys, because one person already got a rose.
And Connor went home.
Yeah. So I think they were down to like seven now.
Yeah. Yep. Because six roses were out and only one guy had one. So.
Yeah. But she's cutting down guys already.
I know. It's crazy. And so, yeah, so she sent home Hunter, James, Aaron, and Trey. I kind of had a feeling it was going to be all of them because they were all the ones who, like, didn't really have much time with her or gossiped with her or whatever.
I was kind of surprised Trey was sent home and Brendan stayed, because Brendan's the one who doesn't get any time.
He's
always the one who's cut off because drama starts in the house.
So. I know, I agree. I was very surprised when she gave Brendan the rose. I would have liked Trey to stay. I think he's super sweet, and like, I do think he gets himself involved in a lot of stuff, but I don't think that he's like,
yeah.
I think he's a good person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, those guys, they didn't have connections. I wasn't like too surprised, but I just kind of surprised that Brendan, stuck around or is still here, but he might get a one-on-one next week. I don't know. It does look like in the previews that Mike P gets one, and then I assume Michael and Brendan would be the only ones left who haven't gotten a one-on-one, so I assume one of those two. But I mean, I'm every season we see a two-on-one, so I'm very curious when that's gonna happen.
Oh my god, I know.
Matt's season, it was kind of like a two-on-one meeting with MJ and I don't remember the girl's
Jacina.
Name. Jacina.
Or Jacinia, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the end of the episode. We saw obviously some more footage going into next week. And pretty soon I think we're going to be down to our final four, very soon.
I assume they'll cut two next week, maybe one, probably two. But we're going to get hometown dates very soon.
Yeah.
Because just thinking timeline with Paradise.
Yeah. And Katie's season, like it was stated that it ended so early. So I don't know if it wrapped up early because she just was sending guys home, or no one knows, like if she leaves early with no engagement, like who knows, but yeah, I mean, they did say her season ended earlier than planned, so.
Yeah. And then that was pretty much the whole episode, but something I wanted to touch on that I brought up, I talk about later in the episode, was, I don't know if it's true, I don't know if it's been confirmed, but I keep seeing it pop up on my Instagram, that Tayshia and Caitlin are hosting Michelle's season again. I'm not too big of a fan of that. I personally don't like the two hosts thing.
Yeah,
I would rather it just be either Tayshia or Caitlin. It just gets awkward at times when they like throw things back and forth.
Yeah.
And then both, which I mean, it could be fixed. Send one person in to the rose ceremony. Don't send both of them.
I
don't know. I just get bothered by like the little things.
No, I agree with you. I think two hosts is just too much. I mean, you don't really see two hosts unless it's a talk show or talk show.
Yeah.
So no, I definitely agree with you. I would rather like they should just have one person do one season, one person do the next, and like you could alternate. Yeah. Like someone's for Bachelor and someone's for Bachelorette.
Yeah. I really want Wells, so I'm rooting for Wells.
Yeah, me too.
And I was watching, I think it was E.T. on, I don't know if that's NBC, CBS, but they were talking with Wells, and he said he's a huge part of Paradise this summer. And he didn't say if they've talked to him about possibly being a host, but he said it's something he'd definitely be interested in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I'm all for it. I like
Wells. He's a radio host, so he would be good, oh, yeah. I think.
And he's kind of like, everybody used to always talk about how Ben Higgins had a lifetime contract with The Bachelor because he was appearing on every single season in some way or some form. And now it's Wells, pretty much.
Yeah, I would definitely be interested in seeing that for sure.
Yeah. But that wraps up everything on this week's episode of After the Final Rose with Lana and Dante. If you don't already, make sure to follow us on Instagram at ATFR_podcast, as well as on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms. Make sure to check us out on YouTube as well, if that's not where you're watching this. Make sure to hit the like button on all of those so you know when we post, go live, or whatever we have to update you with. But yeah. Hopefully, Katie finds love at the end of this. She's knocking out guys left and right. So she means business. And I'm excited to see where the rest of the season goes.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, thank you, and we'll see you next week.